All right. Good afternoon, viewers. My name is Will Hudson. I'm the executive director of the Adams Rescue Mission, and I am so honored to be the guest host of Open House here with Community Media of South Central PA. I have some very special guests with me. We're going to meet here in a minute. I just want to throw something out there. Recently, we had the opportunity at the mission to host a housing summit through the ministerium, which was absolutely amazing. Now, we're going to meet Pastor Jeremiah, who is the chair of the ministerium. He's also the senior pastor at
the Intersection Church, yeah, in Gettysburg.
All right, perfect. And we're also going to meet Mr. Joe Kitt. Joe is a resident guest of the Adams Rescue Mission. He has also worked over the last year and 9 months through our program, and he is now our
peer services manager
and is doing an amazing job. So we're going to take a minute to meet these men, and we're going to talk about what we're going after here. One of the big issues are we have this homeless population. We have, and that's what started it, but it grew into something much more. We saw this need for improved human services across the board. So a few years ago, we had At Home Gettysburg, and that's down at SCAP, and it was set up by the Community Foundation, actually. And their job was really to kind of focus on what were the needs and problems within the community, which was great, because they brought a lot of these organizations that were working in silos together. And it was pretty amazing how they came together and started working towards solutions on some of these problems. And you had SCAP there, you had the county commissioners there, you had a lot of entities coming. But as I joined some of those meetings, who wasn't there didn't seem to be our local churches. And you know, we know oftentimes they're the forefront of some of the issues that you face. So Pastor Jeremiah and the ministerium, so, you know, they came out and they talked to us a little bit as we were pulling on strings and said, hey, I'd like to do some type of summit and get these folks together. So Pastor Jeremiah,
yeah,
tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm the pastor of the Intersection Church in Gettysburg, PA, and we are right across from the outlets, right on Route 15. And of course, we have a thriving church body there, but I'm also the pastor the lead pastor of the ministerium, which is a local group of clergy members that are all out of Gettysburg and the Gettysburg area, who are focused on having shared worship experiences, which we do at Christmas. So we do that at Thanksgiving and Easter. We have a Good Friday service coming up here shortly. But we also work together on community issues and places where we can help the community. And so that's kind of where this came out of. We were having discussions more frequently within the ministerium, the monthly meetings, about the needs that were coming to the churches, because like you said, the churches tend to be the front lines for a lot of needs. When people need help, they'll often reach out to churches as well as agencies and organizations. So we were seeing an uptick in all of that, and noticed that there were other people that were working on the same issue, but we weren't talking together,
right,
which was
right.
The real need. There was a need for us to be a part of that combo. And so that's the whole heart for the summit that just took place in February. And we're pleased with the way it turned out. The attendance was much more than
goodness.
We could have ever imagined. You were there. You were presented as a part of that.
We thought we'd end up with about 20 people. If you go to an at-home meeting, you typically have about that.
Yeah. And I thought there were going to be mostly pastors
from
our ministerium, you know, looking at each other. But it turned out that we had
wonderful.
Well over 40.
We pushed 50 people through there.
There was 50 people there from various agencies and different organizations, even government agencies.
It
was really an amazing time. And we sat in the same room together, I think for the first time in as long as I've been in the community that I know of, where churches and agencies came together.
It's the first time I've heard of something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's happened before, but certainly in this day and age, it was just incredible. Yeah. And the sharing of ideas and thoughts.
Yeah.
And it was much more than that, but we'll get to that shortly.
Yeah, absolutely.
What I would like to do is to let Joe Kitt introduce who he is, how he came to Adams County. You know, Joe is one of the folks that we're out there fighting for. You know, when we look at this demographic of folks in need, Joe was a person who showed up at a church. Joe, tell us a little bit about who you are and a little bit about your story.
My name is Joe Kitt. I currently serve at Adams Rescue Mission as our peer services manager. So I kind of do a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. I oversee our vocational training portion of the program. I act as a liaison between executive staff and residents. Act as a sounding board for residents, everything from counseling residents to providing advice to just being that ear.
Mm-hmm. Joe's kind of the glue that holds everything together. We can't be there 24/7. Joe came up in the program, so he's finished it, he's completed it. He's sitting here, and the next step for him is to go find a place and get out there. Unfortunately, right now, with where we're at, the housing authority and the voucher system, it's semi-closed right now, certainly to new vouchers, and Joe would fall into that category. So one of the issues happened I'm gonna explain this the easiest way possible. Let's pretend like rent is $500 and we're gonna do our budget, and the budget's done several years ago. So this budget, rent is $500, and we have 500 people. Adams County has been deemed that it can do vouchers for. So you have that $500 and you have 500 people and they match. We can go out and find places for that for these. So when you had that abrupt shift in what rental values and housing values were, so housing doubled. So now you can only service half that number of people. So there's a time right now where we can't serve new folks. That's a simplistic way to you know, kind of share what the issue is. But so Joe can't get that assistance help. He doesn't, you know, he's not asking for someone to buy his house or pay for his house or that kind of thing. He's looking for some assistance to offset where his pay is and ability versus, you know, what the actual costs are out there. So he's kind of stuck. However, he's using his time wisely, helping out the men that we serve, and he's giving back to the same community that gave to him. So we're continuing to work on that. Joe, tell us a little bit what brought you to Adams County. What got you in this situation?
What brought me to Adams County, I'm originally from Baltimore. Just kind of getting, it sounds cliche, but getting tied up in the wrong crowd. And I pretty much came to Adams County, Gettysburg specifically, just looking for a fresh start. Mm-hmm. Just looking to start over in a place I can kind of
set. And that was kind of forced upon you.
Yeah.
It wasn't, we won't get into those details, but you know, you kind of had no choice. You had to get out of out of town. It was just dangerous for you to be there. Joe, you have a son. How old is he?
My son is 11. He'll actually be 12 on the 21st.
Uh-huh. How good is he at online basketball there? Was he playing the...
He's pretty good.
He's not at dad level yet, but he's
close.
Pretty good.
He's getting there. He's pretty close.
He's a great young man. I've had the opportunity several times to meet him, and he loves to pick on me, so we go back and forth. What was the last ones we were doing? We were doing jokes on each other the last time he was here.
Yeah.
Oh, your breath's so bad. I can't remember what it was that I said. Like vultures swarm around your head, you know? We were doing those back and forth. But he's a great young man. The issue is Joe can't be with them because, you know, he's there and he doesn't have a house to put them together in. And we'd love to figure out how to make that happen. But Pastor Jeremiah, this is exactly the types of things that brought you to, hey, I have this passion, I want to get people together.
Yeah, and Joe is one of many, many people within Adams County. And of course, being the ministerium and Adams County focused, we really are thinking about people like Joe who are wanting to find their place new in our community, mm-hmm. And being able to do that with the help of assistants as well. So that was he's exactly the kind of person, you're the exact kind of person that we want to make sure that we have all of our details together for, so that it becomes easier for you to find a place to do, to rebuild your life and move forward, which is the goal.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you feel? We just had this summit. We came off it, I think it was like the 28th of February. Mm-hmm. So we had this summit. We come off of it. How do you feel that summit went? I mean, we just said.
I'm floating after the time together. And I think a lot of the people in the room were too, which mm-hmm. is what the feedback was. There was plenty of, we should have been doing this all along kind of comments afterwards. And just everybody was quick to say, when's the next one? Mm-hmm. Which I'm excited to share that we are going to have another one in May. So that's super exciting. We do have a host for that. Mm-hmm. And the ministerium's going to put it on again, but we're going to be hosting it at the Adams Economic Alliance, which is doing great work in this vein. They were there at this meeting, and just want to kind of move to these places, do these summits as we can, mm-hmm. so that we can pick key ways that we can make a difference and close the gap. That's a gap that's there, and it's not the only gap. There's several gaps that we're trying to figure out how the churches and agencies can close those gaps so that people aren't left hanging.
No, and exactly. You know, we look at this, and you know, when we were working in these, we call them silos, right? You're working in this tower, and you're doing the best you can, and your heart's in the right place. But sometimes we're not equipped for that.
Yeah.
And it's okay to say, hey, you know what? I don't have the answers here, but guess what? Megan down at SCAP, she's got the answer. Let's call her. Mm-hmm. Or you know, we could talk to Debbie over at CARES. Or, you know, we can reach out to the local government. I mean, we have some amazing commissioners, and certainly when we look at the boroughs and the townships and stuff, we have some amazing folks who are out there in our community trying to help. And,
it's about connecting those people.
Connecting those dots.
That's the thing, because even sitting in that room on February 28th, there were people there from agencies I had never even heard of, and I've been a pastor in the community for 20 years, so it really was like eye opening to be able to sit in the room and go, oh, there's a resource for that,
right?
And I didn't know, you know,
right.
You only know what you know, so
no.
So that was a real coming away from that. I was like so excited about the next one, and I think that what we'll be able to do is we'll be able to grow that group of people, mm-hmm. As word spreads that this is a group that is getting together for this purpose of helping people find housing assistance.
Right.
As that group grows, we can wrench down on 5 or 6 key issues that we can all take action, not just talk about it.
Right.
So this is not a meeting just to talk about the problems. But
we're not
going to actually
sit in committee forever. We're going
to actually create solutions, right? Because a problem is just a problem until the right people sit and look at it. Mm-hmm. Then there can be a solution for that problem if they're all in the room together, and that's the goal.
So if you heard Pastor Jeremiah, and you're involved in human services in Adams County, whether that's you're the hospital, you're WellSpan or UPMC or mental health care folks, so often these things are intertwined. Please consider, we're going to post it, it's going to be out there, you know, consider joining us in this Housing Alliance. And again, At Home is doing it. So we're involved in that now.
Yeah.
The ministerium's been invited to go to those.
Yeah.
So we're not reinventing the wheel. What we're trying to do, again, is foster these partnerships so that we can better serve our community.
Yeah, I think it's important to also mention that it's not a religious thing.
No.
In that sense. We are churches and
right.
we are religious people,
mm-hmm.
but it's about connecting the physical needs and the solutions and the resources together with those that need them most.
Yes.
That's what we're focused on.
Yep.
We don't want to get the glory.
Yep.
We don't want, you know, it's not about the churches being anything special, but we want to come together and be the ones to be the catalyst for that.
Absolutely, and I think you're doing an amazing job, Pastor Jeremiah. So, you know, when we looked at this, what are some of the takeaways we got from this recent Housing Alliance?
Sure. So I think that the scattered process is probably something that we are going to need to really work on. Mm-hmm. For instance, I can share a little bit about what it's like being a pastor mm-hmm. of a church and seeing the needs come in from week to week. Our staff, our administrator, who does an incredible job with this, she is inundated week in, day in and day out. Every week she has multiple requests for either housing assistance, rent, food, you name it, gas, all that. And she has to filter all of these needs through what we can do as a church body, and our resources are very limited. Mm-hmm. So what we can do is we can fill up a gas tank, or we can get somebody bread and milk, you know, at the convenience store next door, and pray with them and hope for the best. But then our resources come to an end. That's the most we can do outside of inviting them to church and being there for them that way. And so the goal here is that it wouldn't just stop there, but that as a pastor that I could say, now we've given you what you need for the next 24 hours, mm-hmm. but let me connect you with someone who will help you go from there and get connected. Because sometimes a person doesn't need a tank of gas as much as they need help with their mental health or their living situation or resources. Parents that are really well-meaning parents who just don't have access to the resources they need to raise their children.
Right.
Helping people connect those dots is really the next step beyond that for us as a pastor. And I think that on some level, the agencies as well are getting inundated with the requests. And it's just about having an organized response together as a whole mm-hmm. from church to organization to that need.
Right. And this alliance has really been huge in broadening our abilities to help this group of people. Like Pastor Jeremiah said, just walking into that room and finding out, oh, you guys work on that? That's where I should go for this? It's amazing. So, you know, eventually, you know, Pastor Jeremiah said it when he opened, you don't know what you don't know. So we're out there trying to know. We're trying to learn and work together in our community. So you gave us a challenge when we walked out of that meeting. We had four things that we're going after.
Yeah.
What were a couple of those things?
Sure. So along with that scattered response,
right.
one of the things we thought that would be good and that would be helpful is for us to have some kind of community care liaison, which would be a person mm-hmm. that would be a connector between the need that presents itself in our churches together with the community agency. So this would be a person that I could help that person who's presenting to me mm-hmm. with a need. I could help them connect to this person who would then open up the book and look at what is best
right.
for them.
I mean, you're a
so
pastor.
So they're not just left high and dry.
Right. You're a pastor. You have a church you're shepherding. You also have, you know, funerals, and you have these things. And to be able to give that undivided attention to somebody who walks in off the street can be very difficult.
Yeah,
and your heart breaks to want to do it.
Often they're the same people going from church to church looking to try to get the need covered that they is so so huge in their life.
Right.
They're connecting with church after church after church, and this would bypass all that, so they don't have to do this.
And they could get right to the actual source and areas that can actually jump in and help them.
And that one person would know their names and know their stories and know, you know, what they need and where, you know, where the real need may be sometimes.
Right.
And that's, I think, one of the big things we talked about. Another thing we talked about was the database.
Right.
Some kind of database that that allows all of the agencies, churches, everything that's up to date, that would allow us to be able to open it up in one moment mm-hmm. and say, you should look at this. Now, the state already offers 211, mm-hmm. which is a very valuable resource.
It is.
Oftentimes we tell people, you know, go to 211 and check it out. But on a local level, this breaks down because if we tell somebody to connect with 211, we don't then know
what's going on, where they are at.
And some people aren't able to navigate all of that. You know what I mean?
So often the folks that we work with and do walk in off the street, they have cognitive issues. Maybe they can't read. Maybe they can't write.
Have a phone or don't have internet service, right. You know.
Or they're working on, you know, with lack of mental health care, or they haven't had their medication in months. Yeah. So it's very difficult for them to literally walk through step by step everything that needs to happen. Yeah. I don't know about you, but you know, if I have to go get my car inspected and meet this appointment and make this happen and make that happen, it can be a struggle for me, yeah. Let alone somebody who's fighting those kinds of things and absolutely. Living on the street.
Absolutely.
How do we fast track that form and make the process simpler?
Yeah, and so someone there in the agency, like right. at the rescue mission,
yeah.
could just pull this database up and say, here, let me get so-and-so yep. on the phone at this agency, and then they would have what they
here's Will Hudson, here's his history, here's what he has,
yeah.
and it's confidential. It would be, you know, a system that would be confidential for those folks, like you would a hospital or something like that.
Yeah.
But you could see it, with their permission, you could see, you know, okay, they have a driver's license, mm-hmm. they don't have this, they don't have this service, they do have these ones. So then we can focus on what are we missing.
And we can get more organized together as agencies and churches
yeah.
to say this is really what they need next to get yeah. them more on their own. And the goal is always to get them more autonomous and established
yes.
on their own, not to just continue to serve in a single capacity over and over again,
right.
which is everybody's...
Unfortunately, what we're facing.
When we gathered together, that was something that every person shared,
yeah.
and that is that it's not about just keeping someone where they are, but the most important thing that we all did mm-hmm. In regards to this was moving people forward mm-hmm. to the next...
Towards a more self-sufficient life.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. So that I think is key. So we had the idea of a liaison that could help with that process of connecting the churches and agencies. We had the idea of the database. Another thing that we saw as a pretty key challenge is some of the zoning laws and mm-hmm. some of the things that are, because being in the Commonwealth, it's not like we just have one county that has one set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a county that has a set of rules, but the townships and boroughs.
Each individual borough and township is a little bit different
yeah.
on where you're at.
Yeah, and sometimes something can be in a zoning ordinance mm-hmm. that actually inhibits mm-hmm. the ability for new renters to create new leasers to open up their property to lease a room or mm-hmm. to make one part of their house accessible to somebody who doesn't need a whole house at
right.
$2,000 a month, but
right.
they would be able to make a jump to a room and
just
start
trying
that.
To find affordable options and thinking out of the box. And these laws were, you know, they meant well.
Yes,
you know, they were
yes.
trying to solve a problem at the time.
Yes.
But how can we adjust them and change them and look at them and,
yeah.
and tweak them and work with our local governments and lawmakers.
One of the key things that I heard was the Airbnb thing
mm-hmm.
was a, kind of a shock to me, because I didn't think about how that would affect it. But a lot of people are opening their homes to guests from out of state.
Mm-hmm.
People who are visiting Gettysburg,
right.
obviously we're a big tourist area.
Right.
But because there are more Airbnb rooms that are going on the market each month,
mm-hmm.
Those are rooms that could have been used
right.
for an in-laws quarters
right.
to help an aging relative to not become homeless. You know what I mean?
Right, like yeah. So some of the laws that they put into place to help limit the amount of those Airbnbs out
yeah.
there,
yeah.
because you want a community, certainly a balance between
yes.
You know, being able to offer those services and a community that's invested in this particular community.
And we can do both at the
I
same
think we
time.
Can, you
we
know,
can.
I know we
people
can.
Don't, they tend to focus on yeah. one or the other and say, you can't do it this way, you can't do it. No, we can do both at mm-hmm. the same time. And we've got to. We've
right.
got to walk and chew gum
right.
at the same time
yeah.
with this, because
exactly.
there are people that are moving in from out of state and we want to be open to people that are coming to, they want a Gettysburg address.
Right.
You know, that's the great thing to have new people moving into the county, but we also can't forget people who are trying to
oh.
they're already here and they're trying to find that place. Right. So that was one of the things. So if you have connection to a zoning board or connection to your local meetings for your borough or township, we encourage people, if you have a heart for this thing, show up and start to listen to what they're talking about. Get engaged with the government there and start to speak out when there are things that come up that can help those that are looking for a home, and it may just be a room, yeah. But that's what they need in that moment.
Now, one of the other things that came away was a need for, you know, okay, what's available out there? Do we have buildings? Do we have things that are available that we could partake in, whether it's the mission or SCAP or the ministerium or all of us together? To find solutions for housing that we could come up with.
Yeah, you hear of all kinds of really cool like solutions in different places where they like take over a mall
or an old motel,
or something like that. And on some level, the gap in Adams County for this kind of housing is so great that it's almost going to take something like this to get us to the place where we can even start to make a dent in that gap. And so that was one of the things that we started to talk about was what are some commercial places that would be open? What are some places that maybe the owner no longer needs it? And those places could be redesigned to create these one bedroom kind of hotel room. Old hotel room would be great for this kind of thing. And then is there room for zoning-wise for that to happen?
Right.
Are the laws in place so that we can move forward with a plan like that? Because I can guarantee you this, the finances are not going to be the problem.
Right.
Here.
No.
There's enough people that want to help.
And then as we stabilize these people, can you imagine? Okay, now how do we get these folks who are in here access to jobs, access to education? And then some of them, it may be, this is the limit of their faculties, you know, and that may be the case. But other ones, given the right opportunities and right areas of influence and people around them, you know, I think we can make a bigger difference than what we're doing now. I mean, it is so refreshing what you're doing and what they are. But yeah, you were saying.
Joe, your situation is like exactly what I'm thinking of, because you know, a one bedroom apartment is really is probably too small for you. But if you could get into a place just with maybe two bedrooms, then you would be able to get this thing kick started and move forward. And whether it's one, everybody's story is different.
Right.
Your story is not the same as the next person. Some people, they just need a hotel sized room that they can, yeah, they can manage and they can learn how to care for it and grow and, you know, get their ducks in a row for the next steps. So I just feel strongly enough about this that we need to raise the alarm.
Yeah.
And say this is something we need to work on now, not tomorrow.
I think that's the thing, the urgency of it.
Yeah.
And understanding, you know, as we talked about it, we kicked those around, we're trying to work on solutions. And I'm not being sarcastic, please, or negative, you know, but if you're that person who's out there in the rain or the cold or fighting for your kids or trying to fight through any of the, can you imagine being homeless out there on the street and getting a toothache?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like, there are resources for that. How do we plug them into them?
Yeah, there are already people that want to help people that are struggling with their teeth and can't afford it in our county.
Right.
But does everybody that works in the churches know who those places are? Right. They don't.
And there's a couple of organizations that do that. I know there's one that comes up there over at Gettysburg Foursquare.
Foursquare has that Mission of Mercy, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing. Connecting all of the dots with these resources so that people can truly get the help they need instead of just getting I hope, you know, things work out for you and I'll pray for you. Mm-hmm. That's not good enough of an answer for me as a pastor.
Right.
I don't want to just say I'll pray for you. I want to pray first, but then I also want to provide for the physical need. Yeah. A fully cared for community in Adams County.
That's it doesn't matter if you're, you know, religious, not religious, anything. We want to take care of people, period.
That's it. Yep.
And that's what we believe Jesus called us to.
Just be a good human. Yeah. Care for people.
Can we do it?
Yeah, we can. I think we can.
Joe, what's this make you? How does this make you feel that you see you had, you know, maybe 20 different organizations, almost 50 people show up to solve a problem that you're in the midst of? How does that make you feel?
Honestly, it makes me feel hopeful. Not only for myself, but for others who are in my circumstance or could potentially be in my circumstance. Mm-hmm. It's refreshing to see that people actually care about not only myself and others going through my circumstance, but even for people who have housing and are in positions where they cannot afford or living paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
It's unfortunate, as unfortunate as it is, literally, a lot of people are probably one paycheck or one bad circumstance or one overdue bill from being in a similar situation as myself.
Right.
So it's really refreshing and just.
And what are some of your thoughts? What are some of your thoughts on solutions? What do you think?
In terms of solutions, it sounds like the resources are there, but the awareness is not.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Because, you have places like Mission of Mercy that help with dental. How many people know about it? How many people know where they're located, where they're liable to set up?
How many open slots do they still have?
Exactly.
How to get an appointment,
right?
All that stuff. Yeah.
Like, there are still people who don't know about the mission. The mission's been there now for 52 years, 53 years.
Yeah.
And it's still people I only know you for the thrift store.
Right.
Not knowing that we have a residential program. Mm-hmm. And the resources that we provide and things of that nature. So the biggest thing is just raising awareness to these resources, but also, like you said, getting like a community relations like
person
in place, so that way it's just one centralized location,
you know,
almost a one-stop shop.
One of the things that was brought up. Oh, go ahead. You had a question for Joe.
No, you can go ahead.
So one of the questions that was brought up is like, okay, but one person's going to handle all this. Okay, we have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
my point is yep. we get stopped because, okay, we need two people, we need five people, whatever. So we stop it and we don't do anything. It's like, no, let's get one in place.
Yeah.
And if we find out we need more, we'll figure that piece out when we get there. But I think it's going after the low-hanging fruit because every piece you collect is making a difference in a human being's life.
Yeah.
You know? And that's where the passion of the churches has come together with these folks who've been doing it day in and day out, you know, through the organizations in our community.
Unsung warriors. As we were meeting, I could just see their passion for what they're doing, and oftentimes they get a bad rap, just like the churches do.
Right.
That we're not doing enough. But when you get them together in one room, you realize these people truly love people, whether they're Christian, Muslim, whatever, faith at all, they just care for people. And that's like...
They have this heart to make our community better and heart to serve. And Joe, I mean, you are not a victim. You are not, you're not like, oh, I'm a recipient. You are a person who ran into a hard time, came to the end of yourself. You've told me this before. You had no pride left. And you're a man. You're a very proud man. I've seen you win basketball games on your video thing. You're a proud guy. You know, you wouldn't let your son beat you, you know? He's like, 85 points! You know, take that. But he'd dunk over him. But you're a proud guy. But all that went away, but you did the work. You're the one who put it in. You were just offered services. Now you're giving back to the same community that gave to you, which I think, you know, the folks, if you could see this, and it would open your heart to, you know, some of those stereotypes we have of folks who are struggling with some of these human services issues, you know, whether it be homelessness or mental health care or, you know, those types of things. And we're like, oh, they're a leech off the society. Just go get a job. Just do this. Just do that. Oftentimes, they have to get some of these things regulated first. We've seen such success stories. And now Joe's one who's giving back. If you've ever seen him, he's been out there to... Oh, shoot. We did the Christmas thing out there.
Out at the seminary for United Way.
For United Way. He goes out to these things and serves people. He helped do the catering in the kitchen and stuff and serve the food. He goes out and his crews of guys and stuff, he'll put them together and they go work on the cemeteries and weed eat the lawn. So, you know, these are folks who are giving back. It's yes, they are in need and they need help. But they're also not helpless. And Joe, I admire you. You are an amazing human being. And what you do for the men, you protect them, literally. You're the guy, you know, if you can imagine 25 guys living in, you know, 10 apartments, the different issues that go on. And Joe keeps order and he keeps discipline and he teaches and he coaches and he sits with them while they're breaking down. He gets them to those appointments for their mental health care and their Medicaid, you know, their medical needs. He's giving back. He's not just taking. And this is what all of the folks that we're working with, we hope that can attain some level of that, that they can give back to those who are giving to them. And Pastor Jeremiah, I thank you so much for your passion and for bringing people together. It's just awe-inspiring when you see what God can do and what the hearts of those in our community, as you put those together, the difference it can make in people's lives. Pastor Jeremiah, closing thoughts. When's the next one? What do you think we can do? Yeah. What do you think's possible?
Yeah. Well, I shared this at the summit at the very end, and, yeah. There's a movie that I used to watch with my son. It's Finding Nemo.
Oh yeah.
The Disney. I used to watch it when he was a little boy, and we loved that movie. There's a scene at the end of that where all of the fish are caught together in the ocean in a net. And they're all swimming all different ways, and everybody's you know, freaking out about they're going to get caught, they're going to get pulled out. And one of the characters says, "Everybody swim down." I think it might have even been Nemo that went around to the whole net saying, "Everybody swim down." And all the fish started to listen, and they pulled, and they started pushing and pulling in all one direction, and the net gave out, and all the fish got out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that moment when I saw all these people sitting around in one room, because what was happening there was the beginning of that call for us to swim down regarding this issue. Mm-hmm. And it's just the beginning.
Work together.
So let's swim together in the same direction. We're all doing valid work. Mm-hmm. And so, but can we do valid work together?
Oh.
That's what this is about. So we do have a housing assistance summit. Our next one is scheduled in May. It's Friday, May 16th. It's going to go from 9 a.m. until noon. And we would invite anyone that is working in the human services field, whether you are a government agency lead, nonprofit lead, or someone that works for a nonprofit, organizational, even government representation. Yeah. It would be great to have some of our commissioners and people that are dealing with this from the highest level to be around the table.
Yeah.
And that's happening on May 16th. So if you want to be a part of that, all you need to do is just email me at gettysburgchurches@gmail.com and let me know that you're interested. Maybe tell me how many people you want to bring. We'll provide, you know, snacks and refreshments, some coffee and that kind of thing through the day, and you'll be out by lunch.
Yep.
You can go grab lunch with your team and talk about what was done there and what you can do. It'll be a great day, and I'm hoping, my goal is for us to go from 50 to 100.
Oh, that'd be
amazing.
I'd
love to see 100 people around the tables
that
there.
That would be wonderful.
In that next meeting on May 16th.
Oh.
So that's our next push for that. And we have a lot of other things that the ministerium is working on right now. But that, in terms of the housing assistance quandary in our county, that's our heart.
Well, thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you as well.
And your heart. I mean, just, it's amazing. Joe, what's your goal? What's next year, this time next year, look like for Joe Kay?
This time next year, I'll be moved out of the mission.
Uh-huh.
And this is not me hoping, this is me speaking into existence. Uh-huh. I'll be moved out of the mission. I'll have my son here. Uh-huh. And obviously still working at the mission, mm-hmm. helping out the guys. But just being able to live comfortably with my son, mm-hmm. possibly, you know, preferably down the line, maybe look at extending that family. Mm-hmm. But priority one is getting him here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, did you hear that? Joe is looking for a wife. I just heard. That's what I heard from that. Joe's looking for a wife. You just said that. So
you better be good at online basketball, too.
We're going to get him married off, and we need a tough lady to keep him in line. He's got discipline issues. No, he's a great guy. Joe, my heart goes out to you. I'm so thankful for you and all that you do and your leadership. I'm just proud. I'm just proud of you. And I wish all the best things in the world for you, and I certainly pray for those things. And you keep doing your work, and they do happen. They do happen. So, Pastor Jeremiah, Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And let's have a great day, and let's get out there and go after it. Thank you, folks.